The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And we'll be talking with the music director of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra on the show today. They're giving their final concert of the season Saturday night at the Peoria Civic Center. And I'll also be talking with a member of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, who are going to be performing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston, also on Saturday night. Should be a fun program, and I certainly hope that it'll be an excellent wrap-up for Live and Local to our Spring Pledge Week. We need to make up a fair amount of ground, to be perfectly honest, and you can start that with your phone call to support the program and the station at 217-244-0025, 244-0025, or go online and pledge your support. Actually, you don't even need to, you won't even be pledging online. You'll just be paying online with your credit card. Do it right now at willpledge.org. Well, that comes from the movie from 1934, Bright Eyes, on the good ship Lollipop with, yes, you probably guessed it, Shirley Temple. And its co-composition, that piece was, by Richard Whiting. And that's the reason that I played the piece, is that some music by Richard Whiting is going to be on the Peoria Symphony Orchestra concert Saturday night at the Peoria Civic Center in the form of a world premiere of arrangements of three movie songs by Whiting. And so we'll be hearing about that and much more in a conversation with the music director and conductor of the Peoria Symphony, George Stelluto. That concert will feature violin soloist Philippe Quint and music by Korngold, and there's music by Prokofiev on that concert as well, and another world premiere. That is coming up, as well as our conversation with a fellow named Black Nature, who is the youngest member of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, who will be in Charleston tomorrow night. But first, let's see if we can get the telephones ringing and the electronic lines buzzing, or whatever one does with on the web, because it's the last weekday of our spring pledge period. And to be perfectly honest, it's been slow going all week long, and that's not something that we want to be able to say at this time of the fiscal year, or certainly in the present fiscal climate, because we've got to raise a lot of money to be ensure that we can bring you Live and Local and all the classical programs that we have for you and the news programs here on FM 90.9. Call now with your pledge of support specifically for Live and Local. The number is 217-244-0025, 244-0025, and or go online and do it at willpledge.org. In the studio with me is Dee Breeding, who is from our Human Resource Department, and she always helps out with the drives. Thanks, Dee, for coming in. I understand we have a couple of incentives that we didn't have earlier in the week.
We certainly do, Kevin, and it's thank you for having me in with you into the studio with you this afternoon. Always a pleasure for me to be able to do that. I was kind of wondering what the connection was going to be with Shirley Temple, so thank you for making that connection. You know,
you figured there had to be something, right?
Something going with Shirley Temple. I do enjoy that song, but you know, it's so, and you know, I think that's what Kevin does best here with this show, Live and Local, is make connections between the music and the community and the performing arts and everything that is going on around us. We have some great performing arts venues around here, and Kevin makes that connection between the performers and the community and you, the listeners, and lets you know what's going on. So if that's something that you enjoy and appreciate, and that's why you tune in to Live and Local, we do have some added incentives right now to help to you to make that decision and make that call to 217-244-0025. I want to let you know that a big fan of the Live and Local program from Champaign has already given a gift membership for someone else out there who is also a fan of Live and Local. Perhaps you are not currently a member, but have been a listener and a fan of Live and Local for some time. This is a great opportunity for you to call in. The first person to call in who's not a member but is a fan of Live and Local can be given a gift membership thanks to this other fan who really wants to encourage you to call. So that's something to keep in mind if you've been a fan for a while but haven't become a member. You can become a member today as a special gift from this other fan of Live and Local from Champaign. And we also have another incentive, very exciting, special thank you gifts offered this afternoon starting now during Live and Local. The first 15 callers who pledge $75 or more can choose as their thank you gift a coupon for a free pizza courtesy of the Esquire Lounge. And they're located Walnut Street and University Avenue in downtown Champaign. They're also a big supporter of WILL, and they want to hear from you, encourage you to give in support of the music and programming on WILL. So that's up to 15 people that want to call with a gift of $75 or more. Mm-hmm. So the important thing you're doing with your call of support, of course, is to keep this program Live and Local going and all the music and everything that you tune in to hear on WILL strong financially. And that's what you do with your pledge of support. So please help us out here. Give us a call, 217-244-0025.
And I have it on personal authority that the pizza at Esquire Lounge is very good. I was kind of surprised by that only because, you know, I always think of Esquire as being bar food, fries and burgers and so on. But it's really very good pizza, so that would be a nice little incentive.
I've had it. They've got a variety of different kinds, too, and they're really quite good. So
There's sort of almost those gourmet-type pizzas, you know, that have popped up here and there. Anyway, 217-244-0025 is the number to call, or online at willpledge.org. We do hope to hear from many of you during this hour of the program today. Stay tuned for a conversation with Peoria Symphony conductor George Stelluto. We just heard a bit of the opening of Eric Horngold's Violin Concerto, a performance by violinist Gil Shaham with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andre Previn. And that's one of the pieces that is on the program Saturday night by the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. It's going to be happening at 8 o'clock at the Peoria Civic Center with the violin soloist Philippe Quint and conductor George Stelluto, who is on the phone with me now from Peoria. And I appreciate your joining us on the show.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here.
So you're in your first or second year with the symphony?
First year. This is the last concert of the first season. Well, I should say last subscription concert.
Right. So you've got some extras after that?
We have a new music festival coming up at the end of May.
And you come to the Peoria Symphony from New York?
That's right. I'm the resident conductor at the Juilliard School. And so I travel back and forth and split my time between both places.
What does it mean to be a resident conductor at Juilliard?
Oh, that can mean anything at any given time. I will prepare the orchestra for some of our more well-known guest conductors like Bernard Haitink and Michael Tilson Thomas. And then I will also conduct concerts with the Juilliard Orchestra. I just finished a big project, interdisciplinary collaboration between drama, dance, and music in the Music Technology Center. We did a wonderful performance of Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale that involved dancers, actors, and computer-generated video. It was quite quite an innovative program. So I do a lot of different things there, and I've worked with every single area at Juilliard, not just the orchestra.
Including opera?
Oh, yes, vocal arts, jazz, drama, dance.
Wow, how do you manage to get around all those different areas? What's your own background that leads you into that?
Well, I've always been interested in a lot of different things. I mean, I just, of course, always loved the orchestral repertoire and operatic repertoire, and, you know, you find opportunities, especially when you're starting out, you take opportunities when they come to you, and sometimes those can be unusual opportunities, say, to do something with a mixed ensemble of 15 players plus dancers or something, and you start to get into the habit of looking for innovative projects because they feed a different part of your soul, if you will, from the orchestral repertoire.
And you have, it seems like you are a bit of a groundbreaker with the number of firsts. First artist diploma recipient in conducting at Juilliard. You're the first resident conductor. First ever assistant conductor at the Ravinia Festival north of Chicago. What does that involve?
That involves covering all the concerts for all the conductors, including their music director, and those are all the concerts with the Chicago Symphony. I help with, when we do the operas there, I will help and do some of the staging rehearsals and basically be on call for, you know, if anybody gets ill or anybody needs to, or anybody's late getting in and I have to start a rehearsal or take a rehearsal, or I haven't had an instance yet when somebody's been too sick to do a concert, but you never know.
Well, people have gotten very famous by stepping in that way over the years.
That's right.
So just for our listeners, cover conductor means more or less what you said, where you step in and just in case.
Yeah, you just have to be ready. A good instance of that was last week at Juilliard. there was a rehearsal of a Mahler symphony, and I really wasn't on call, and I was eating breakfast at about 9:30 in the morning, and I got a call from the orchestra office saying, we've had a conductor indisposed. Can you just come over and do the rehearsal for this Mahler symphony? So you really have to know your repertoire, and you have to be ready to do almost any of it at any given time.
So is that one you had studied at this, you know, expecting that this might happen?
Well, yeah, and in the course of my work there and other places, I've done all the Mahler symphonies except 8, so... It wasn't so daunting because I knew the piece, but sometimes it does take a little time to get your head around a Mahler symphony.
Especially if you haven't been able to have your full breakfast.
That's right. Yeah, I did finish 2 cups of coffee before I ran away.
Although, I bet you didn't even need the coffee at that point.
That's true.
Well, let's talk about your program with the symphony this weekend. First of all, who's the violin soloist? Philippe Quint. Tell us about him.
Well, he's you know, got quite a reputation. He's been nominated for a lot of awards. He's won a lot of awards, and I believe there was an article recently that he's played this Korngold concerto something like 36 times this season alone.
Good grief.
So, you know, the piece is becoming quite popular. I did it for the first time about 7 years ago with Hilary Hahn. That was the first time I had encountered the piece, and I just fell in love with it. It's a very interesting piece because the themes from it all come from movies, film scores that he wrote, including Robin Hood, and I forget what the other two are. So it's a very innovative piece, just wonderfully romantic and beautiful.
Yeah, it's become one of my own favorites. I haven't had the chance to do it yet, but I've got a violinist who keeps asking me about it, so maybe that'll happen someday. And the film theme is kind of running through at least a chunk of your program here.
That's right. I'm not one to, you know, consciously want to say, oh, this program's about film, or I'm not always into these theme programs, but sometimes they kind of present themselves in wonderful ways. We're opening with a piece, a medley of songs by Richard Whiting, who was a Peoria-born composer, grew up here, studied music here, and then eventually ended up in L.A. at the beginning of the talking music industry as a composer, and wrote many of the well-known songs that people will see on old reruns of films from that era, including Hooray for Hollywood and Good Ship Lollipop. And he became quite a well-known figure in Los Angeles, and he housed many young artists that were not discovered yet, that didn't have places to stay. I think Billie Holiday stayed with him at one point. And he died young. I think he died in his 50s, but he certainly was a big name back then. And he still holds the record for the greatest sales of sheet music in publishing history.
Wow, good heavens.
And then, of course, we open with, we follow that with the Korngold Concerto, which is a film composer. But, you know, Korngold was hailed by Mahler as a child genius. And he eventually came over to the United States and, you know, was maybe a somewhat cutting edge in going into a into an area that not many composers knew much about. And both he and Whiting, I think, would have been in L.A. at the same time. There's a funny story with Korngold and Franz Waxman, another film composer, where they met on the lot of one of the big studios, and Franz Waxman asked him, said, "Eric, why is it that your music's getting worse and my music's getting better?" And Korngold, without missing a beat, looked at him and said, "I think that's because you're stealing from me more and I'm stealing from you more." so he also had quite a wit. And so that, and it's, it, so it does kind of continue the film theme. And then the second half, we're opening with a piece called Justice, which got to another kind of underlying current or theme, if you will, throughout the season, which is I was focusing a lot on the generational transfer of culture. And that piece, Justice, is written by a student composer, or I should say a composer who's studying composition at Juilliard right now, named Armand Rangebron. And when I came out to Peoria in February of last year for my audition concert, I had programmed a piece to open the concert by his father, Behzad Rangebron, who's also teaches at Juilliard but has had a lot of success with his music. Renee Fleming has sang his pieces. Joshua Bell has performed his violin concerto. Yo-Yo Ma has performed some of his pieces. So there's quite a lot of success in the family already. But when I came out to Peoria, I had both Behzad and Armand come out, and we did a community talk, if you will, about generational transfer of culture. And Behzad is from Iran, and he talked about how his he talked about how his music is based on the folklore and of his country and his region. And Armand got up and said, "Well, you know, I was born in the United States, and so, you know, many of my heroes and much of my folklore deals with things like comic books and comic book heroes." And that was a very interesting comment on popular culture. And then he played this piece called Justice that he had done a recording session of at Juilliard. And I was listening to it and said, "Wow, this is really something." So it's all about how a character becomes a superhero, and or a person becomes a superhero, and it follows the backstory of many of the popular superheroes like Batman and Superman and people like that, where they are as a young child, they encounter adversity, and then through dealing with that adversity, they discover their own kind of inner superpowers and abilities, and they, instead of choosing a dark path of revenge, they choose a path of helping society through the use of these powers. So we're going to do that piece, but the interesting thing about that that piece is that the two singers and Armand have been in the community for a week performing it and talking about this with students, about 750 to 1,000 students in the school system in Peoria. They've been visiting all week, and they performed it for about 3,500 students at a children's concert recently, and they're quite effective. And the nice thing about it is it's not just about comic book superheroes. They've worked in a lot of messages into their presentation about values and doing good things for society and how you can discover your own, what they call superpowers. They're equating with talent, and they're encouraging the kids to discover their own special talents and work on them and you know, in a sense, become superheroes themselves. So it's a wonderful project.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And then to end the program, we kind of go with another film composer who also wrote ballets, Prokofiev. We're ending up with the selections from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. And then the next day, the Peoria Film Society is showing Battleship Potemkin with the film score by Prokofiev, and we're going to have a discussion about Prokofiev as a film composer.
Wow, that's a wonderful tying in of various community events, and sounds like I'm guessing that's one of the reasons you got this job. It sounds like you're good at that sort of thing.
Well, it's fun. I mean, it's nice to have, if we can kind of show how the music that we're performing ties into the fabric of our lives, then it becomes more than just entertainment. It becomes something that we see as it enriches our thought processes and our perspective and our outlook on things.
Well, George DeLitto, it's a pleasure to talk to you and meet you by telephone here. George
Thanks.
Is the music director of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, finishing up his first season with them. And he'll be conducting Saturday night's concert at 8 o'clock at the Peoria Civic Center, the violin soloist Philippe Quint, for a program, wonderful-sounding program of music by Richard Whiting, Eric Korngold, Armand Ranjbaran, and Sergei Prokofiev. George, how does one go about getting tickets for this concert?
They can go online to the PeoriaSymphony.org, and they have all the instructions there, and I believe they have the phone number as well. You can call in and get tickets, or you can just come to the Civic Center box office before the concert. I'll be doing a pre-concert lecture from 7 to 7:30.
And will that be in...
singers and our composer.
Who are the singers, by the way? Forgot to ask that.
John Branty, he's a senior at Juilliard, and Tobias Greenhall, he's also a senior at Juilliard, and they're both going to be staying around there and entering Juilliard's very prestigious graduate program in vocal arts. And I think they're spending the rest of their summer in Germany at another prestigious festival. So they're not only very good with the community, but they're up-and-coming stars, and it's nice to have them with us at the beginning.
Yeah, and you're helping them get their careers going. Thanks very much for talking to us, and have a great concert on Saturday.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It's a bit of music from the ballet Romeo and Juliet by Sergei Prokofiev. And you can hear, I'm not sure if you'll hear that piece, but you'll hear some music from that ballet on the Peoria Symphony's concert Saturday night. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We have support for our show from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. Stay tuned for a conversation with a member of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, who will be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow night. It is our spring pledge period. It's the last weekday, and I sincerely hope you will join us with your pledge of support by calling 217-244-7000. 0025. I don't have a lot of breaks during this hour because we've got lots of program content we want to bring to you, which is, of course, why you listen to the show. So please, during these brief moments that we have, make your call. And you can call during the conversation and the music as well, 244-0025.
Kevin, I want to take a brief moment here to try to explain a little bit about our funding process, and that's one of the things we do during these pledge drives. You might know that WILL gets funding from the federal government. That's been in the press lately, I think. Tax-based support provides about 25% of the money it takes to pay for programs and music on WILL each year. These federal tax dollars help to ensure that listeners have media choices in urban and rural communities across the country, and obviously you benefit from that right here in Central Illinois. Listener support builds on this financial foundation to bring you all the programs you hear on WILL. In fact, and you may have heard us say this as well, over 40% of our budget comes from our contributing listeners. So that's where we hope you will come in right now and give us a call. Give as generously as you can. All it takes is a couple dollars a week. That's a dollar a week. That's a $52 pledge. Or maybe you can prefer to do $5 or $10 a month. You can spread it out on a monthly basis, and that's that might be easier to fit into your budget. But please give us a call now during this pledge drive, 217-244-0025. That's the number to call.
And we've got a couple of incentives for this show, and one for this show only, and then one starting with this show.
That's right. If you're a fan of Live and Local, but you haven't called to pledge before, we have another fan who's given a gift membership for you to take advantage of. Give us a call and let them know that you would like to take advantage of that gift membership because you're a fan of Live and Local. And also, the Esquire Lounge will give a free pizza coupon to everyone who calls with a gift of $75 or more, so up to 15 coupons. So that's quite an incentive, too. Give us a call right now, 217-244-0025.
Or pledge online at willpledge.org. We really do need to hear from as many people as possible during the program today. Our goal is 1,000 listeners calling during this spring pledge drive in order to help us to stay on track for our goals for the month of April and in turn for our goals for meeting next year's budget. And next year starts on July the 1st, so we don't have a lot of time either for the rest of this week or for the rest of the fiscal year to raise that money. Every call will get us closer. 217-244-0025 or go online to willpledge.org.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, na na na, Emmanuela.
Prince Jah.
We just heard a tune called Weapon Conflict. It's from an album called The Positive Revolution, The B-Sides, by Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. And B-Sides referring to, I guess, the tunes that didn't get recorded on their initial album. And they have quite an interesting history. And I'll let our guest on this portion of Live and Local tell that to you for the most part. I'm told you are the youngest nature of the band, Black
Right.
Nature.
Right.
And I'm guessing that's also not your given name.
No, actually my given name is Elijah Jeffrey Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
That's my given name, but yeah, people started calling me Black Nature since when I was like 7 or 8.
How come?
Yeah. It's basically I started performing at a very early age, you know. So as a little kid, I started doing like traditional dance and like by guys from out here like MC Hammer, all these guys, and I used to do a lot of breakdance, a lot of like MC kind of freestyle and stuff as a little kid, and yeah.
And I saw some of the videos on your website, and I'm pretty sure you were in one of those talking doing a couple of American style raps, and looked like you said this. I really like to be doing this more often, or something like that.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. Actually, that was a documentary that friends that actually we met in the refugee camp from here in America when they came down in 2002, and they made a documentary about the band. And in that documentary, that's where I say I actually mentioned Busta Rhymes, because I was really impressed, you know, like the energy and the kind of thing he do. And that's the point where, you know, I think I was like 15 or 17, where I said I want to rap like Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's the bit I read. Right. So these are the filmmakers Zach Niles and Banker White.
Yeah, Zach Niles and Banker White, and another friend from Canada by the name of Chris Villain. Those are like the three guys that came down to Africa, and in Sierra Leone, in Guinea, West Africa, where we met. At that time, we were living as refugees.
Well, we're actually sort of getting ahead of the story here. Why don't you tell the story of how you all got started? It's the story of triumph over evil, essentially.
Right. Well, the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars was formed in a refugee camp in the next neighbor country called Guinea. We were living in Sierra Leone when the war started, and because of that, we fled to the next neighbor country where we were living as a refugee. And at that time, Ruben, who is the band leader, was living. We're living in the same refugee camp. I was a little boy at that time, and actually, Ruben became my teacher when we were in the refugee camp, because he was teaching. At the same time, he was playing music too, because he had been playing music his whole life before the war. So when he found himself in the refugee camp, he was still doing it. So I started coming around him, and at that time, him and his wife. And as time goes on, we got other few members by the name of Franco, who is a lead guy now, who just passed away this year, and another man by the name of Rahim. We all started playing the refugee camp. You know, we started playing music. We discovered music as a very, very important tool for us, because music was the only thing for us in the refugee camp. You know, like living in a refugee camp was like someone living in a jail. You know, like sleeping on a tarpaulin mat, and you know, was nothing in the refugee camp to do. So when we find music, we were like, wow, this is the key. So, you know, we basically playing music for fun and for our living in the refugee camp. At the same time, try to uplift our spirits and our brothers, refugees, because everybody was full of was traumatized basically because of the terrible things that people see, you know. So we were playing music, and in 2002 we had the friends that I was talking about by the name of Zach and Chris Villain and Banker. They came down to the refugee camp. They were looking out for musicians to jam with, so they finally discovered us, and you know, we started playing in the refugee camp. They introduced themselves and told us, you know, about their history and where they're from. They're from America. They're down here, wanted to meet musicians and stuff. They came down with cameras. So yeah, we started jamming, and the next thing, they talk about doing a documentary. And at that time, I personally didn't even know what a documentary was, you know. Then I was like, okay, I'm fine. Everybody was like, yeah, we good, you know. And they started like following us with cameras and stuff all around. But you know, my main purpose at that time, you know, was basically all about money. You know, I wanted money. I was like, you know, you guys take footages, and at the end of the day, you pay me. You know, so
that's a reasonable assumption.
Right, right. So they continued doing that, like filming us and stuff. So at the end of the session, they came back to America and put all these things together, and became a full documentary. And you know, the documentary was like screened in a lot of film festival and won a lot of awards, and the documentary became really, really popular. And then, you know, the next thing, they gave us a call and be like, people want to see you guys. And that's how it all started. We came to America for a film festival, and we do some few shows. The next thing, we had a record label, you know, started touring in Japan and Australia, touring around the world. So that's how it all started.
And did they pay you for the documentary?
No. It was no. We I can say it's like the payment is still going. It's nonstop payment. Because what came out of the documentary, you know, like, the present situation now, you know, like we had the opportunity, you know, to tour around the world and play for many incredible people, thousands of people, seeing a lot of incredible people around the world, very important people, and you know, it's just a blast.
So, what's your role in the band?
Well, my role in the band basically, I play percussion and I'm a singer also, and people sometimes call me the machine of the Refugee All-Stars because of the energy, you know.
And are you indeed the youngest member?
Correct, yeah, I'm the youngest member.
So how old are you now?
I'm actually turning 25 tomorrow.
Oh, wow,
yeah,
happy birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And so you'll be on the, you know, I've neglected to say this whole time that the reason we're talking to you is that you're going to be performing at the Down to Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston tomorrow night. That's why we're even having this conversation.
Right, yeah. When my manager called me, that's what he told me. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, well, you go where they tell you to go, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I go with the flow. So I'm really, really excited, you know. I'm really, really excited for the show tomorrow, and I'm just super excited. I can't wait. It's been a while. It's been like a 2 month, you know. We've been resting. We were touring for like 6 months last year, and we went to New York recording the next album, and now we're back.
And that's the first part of an interview that I'll be airing part of the rest of that I had just this morning with a fellow named Black Nature. It's not his given name, of course, but it's a name that he started using as a child. People ended up just calling him that, he said. In Sierra Leone, he's the youngest member of the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, and you'll be hearing some of his personal experience of the Civil War when he was very young in Sierra Leone. It was just ghastly, to say the very least. You can find out more about them by going to Sierra Leone's RefugeeAllStars.com. And that'll also give you a link to the documentary page that is, there's lots of fascinating information about this band. You can see videos. It's really heartwarming experience, and the music is heartwarming as well. We'll be hearing more of that coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of the show, and hope you're enjoying these conversations, learning something from them. The All-Stars will be at the Down to Fine Arts Center tomorrow night in Charleston. Before we hear the rest of that interview and some more music, we do want to encourage more of you to call, many more of you to call during the remaining portion of this show. It's my only remaining time to ask you during our spring pledge drive to support the program with your financial contributions. It's a very important time for us here at Illinois Public Media as we come closer and closer to the end of our fiscal year. Spring membership drive, just a couple of days left, and we're still hoping to hear from 1,000 supporters in the drive. That has been our goal. And you can make a contribution of any amount. $40 is our basic membership level. $52 is an easy way to think of, just a dollar a week. $120 is another easy way to think of, what is that, $10 a month. It's all essential support for WYLL, and it will all ensure that WYLL and Live and Local will be here for years to come for you. Call now, 217-244-0025, or log on to willpledge.org and make your contribution there. Our website is certainly available round the clock. Dee Breeding has been sharing the studio with me on today's program, and gee, she's still here. You're
still
here.
I'm still here, Kevin. In fact, I would like to share with you that, yes, people are using that pledge line because we have had 3 web pledges so far this hour. So that's great. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for making your contributions at 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. We have a special thank you gift also that we're offering this afternoon to people that call with a gift of $75 or more. You can choose as your gift a free coupon for a free pizza courtesy of the Esquire Lounge in downtown Champaign. Thank you very much to Esquire and to all of you who are giving your support. One of the exciting things about this program, Live and Local, is that we get to hear from all kinds of different performing artists, poets, and musicians, writers, and they come on the air and share their perspectives, their stories with us, and through this program, especially Live and Local, and you get a picture of what's happening in your community, in your arts community, and also into these different performers, their lives and their stories. We've heard from one of the things that was interesting to me when we heard earlier during this hour from the people from Peoria, how the story of how they were the musicians were doing a lot of outreach to school children in the Peoria area. And that was exciting to me because that's one of the things that we do here at Illinois Public Media, that your support actually helps to support. And one of the things that we do is the CU Fit Families program, and we also do a book mentoring program. And this Live and Local program is also an outreach to the community. And your support helps to make that happen. You help us to make these connections to the community, our community of listeners and our community of supporters. So we hope that you'll join that community of supporters right now by calling 217-244-0025.
Thanks, Dee. And we'll continue with the second part of my conversation with Black Nature of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, who will be in Charleston tomorrow night. So tell me your experience, some of your experiences as you were young, of this civil war. I mean, it sounds just horrifying.
Yeah, well, sorry. Like most of the members, you know, everybody have their own very, very incredible stories and what happened with them during the war. But for me personally, one of the bitterness experience that I experienced was, you know, was the killing of my father in front of me. You know, as a little child, when the war finally hit the city, and me and my father were captured, and yeah, my father was killed in front of me, and my mom was also killed during the war. And you know, I had to be with the fighters for a little while, and finally had the opportunity to escape from them, and found myself in a refugee camp as a little kid. You know, traveling, following families, seeing a lot of things in my life. You know, killing of people and cutting of hands. You know, amputated people, all the stuff. And found myself in a refugee camp in another country as a little child, accused to be a rebel and thrown in jail. And you know, it's a lot of experience that I can't always know how to start or how to finish the story.
Is it possible to say what this war was about?
Honestly, as a little child, I don't know. Like I would say 75% of the population in Sierra Leone don't even know the reason why people were fighting, you know. And it's recently I'm learning the reason why, you know, they were fighting. I guess it was basically you know, they were fighting because, like, the RAF, who refer as the rebels, when the war started, they said they were gonna fight for liberate the country, the people, because they thought that the present government at that time, you know, were corrupt, you know, the country full of riches, full of natural resources, but, you know, a lot of backwardness. So they said, okay, we're gonna stand up and fight for the people, and they started fighting. you know, and all of a sudden it became a crazy war, as I say, you know, like everybody started fighting each other, you know, jump with guns, go in the bush and fighting, cutting the fence. And I guess like when the war finally reaches to the youth, that was the point where the war escalated. It was like survival of the fittest, you know. Everybody would call themselves this rank, and have a group, and, you know, looting, rape, killing, and burning of houses, you know.
It sounds like gang warfare to an ultimate extreme, almost.
Yeah, I would say in the, like, extreme way. I would not call it gang war. I know it's really hard to describe, man. It's really, really hard to describe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, what is... Actually, let's hear another of the tunes from the new record. Let's hear a tune from the new record, this one called Muloma. What does that word mean?
Well, actually, Muloma is one of the traditional songs that sang by one of the members. His name is Makengo. I think because we have like 12 tribes, ethnic groups in Sierra Leone. You know, I come from another ethnic group and he came from another ethnic group. And, you know, we all like speak different languages in the country, except we have one language, like one our national language, which is Creole, that we speak and that we all understand each other. And in that song, he speaks his own language. And, When I asked him about the song Muloma, he told me that it's about believing God, it's about believing yourself.
And there's an English subtitle to it, Let Us Be United.
Yeah, Let Us Be United. Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. This is from the new album by Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. We're talking with one of the members of the group, Black Nature. They're going to be at the Dowdna Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow evening, and this is called Muloma, Let Us Be United. Just a bit of a song by the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, who will be in Charleston tomorrow night with a concert at 7:30. And here are some of the other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area, as I put another one of those songs in the background for us. Let's see. Make sure I'm in the right week here. We are in on Friday the 15th, and there's a Wind Symphony and Concert Band concert in Charleston at Eastern Illinois University. That's at 7:30 tonight at the Dvorak Concert Hall. The Jazz Lab Band in Charleston also... Oh, no, that was... It already happened today already. Strings Attached are at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tonight at 5:30. There is University of Illinois Opera Studio Recital tonight at 7:30 at Smith Recital Hall on the University of Illinois campus. Central High School continues its performances of Urinetown, the musical, tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock with a Sunday matinee at 2:30. And it's Avenue Q, the musical at the University of Illinois Assembly Hall tonight at 7:30. Bulacata Conde and Rhythm Manding are at the Spurlock Museum on the U of I campus in Urbana tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Charlie Parr plays Piedmont-style blues at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also in Charleston tomorrow at noon, there's a benefit concert for the Wounded Warrior Project with 5 old-time and bluegrass bands at the Coles County Fairgrounds. And on Sunday, it's the Cranford Center debut artist, Patricia Licos, cello, and Chuchun Nien, pianist. That's at the Cranford Center Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the Parkland College Wind Ensemble performs at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And finally, Cantus Novus presents a concert called A Poet's Garden at the Evelyn Chapel on the Illinois Wesleyan University campus in Bloomington, Sunday evening at 7. Please call during this last minute of Live and Local to pledge your support for the show. The number is 217-244-0025. I want to say thanks to all those who have called during the drive this week, and we hope to hear from many, many more as we wrap the drive up over the next couple of days. 217-244-0025. This is Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is, of course, a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana. With wines for the serious collector, the first-time buyer, wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday, the Corkscrew is holding a mystery tasting featuring a blind tasting of 10 wines. More information is at thecorkscrew.com.